Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. We're busy at it and excited, and excitement is spreading. I went to the prayer meeting this morning. This is a Friday. We generally don't make our broadcast this late in the week, but having been gone, why, we couldn't get together with Brother Bob King until this Friday. We generally make them on Monday or Tuesday, and the latest Wednesday. But we have to make them ahead of time, so it's already history when you get in the news, but I want to report to you because I think it's important that you know what's going on. And when I started anew 2 years ago, I didn't have any money, and I wasn't on the radio, and I didn't know what to do, but I put out. I remember that Brother Les Phipps told me, and Brother Dave Gowan, way back there when I started the first time 30-some years ago, I put out a newsletter. You got to let the people know. And so I did that, and they helped me back there, and way back in South Dakota they printed it, and they helped me get it out and got started in the newsletter. And then we got on Brother Daryl Kennedy was responsible for me going on the air when he got involved and was my brother. I went on the radio station, and I didn't think I was a radio preacher. I still don't think I am. But all I knew to know to do is bear my soul to you. And neighbor, what you hear is what it is. I'm not embellishing it or enlarging it or diminishing it. I'm doing my best to let you know what's going on. I tell you about it. I take the pictures. I write up the stories. I put out the newsletters. And I invite you to come down here and look me square in the eyeball and drink coffee and ask any questions. And I'm not dodging anything. I tell you, I don't have time to play games. And if you're just a tire thumper, as the car dealers would say, don't waste my time. But if you're a buyer, if you want to pray or you need to give me some advice that's on your heart, I will listen. I may not be able to accept it, but I'll give you the courtesy if you take the time. But please don't clutter up the web or the internet or the computers and all. I'm illiterate when it comes to them, and my staff has to take it off of there, and I'm not going to play games with anybody or do business across with internets and webs, lengthy things. If you have doctrinal questions or anything, come on down and let's look each other face to face, and I'm willing to get down and on my knees with you before God, and we'll search our hearts where there's differences, and we will resolve it, because if we're walking in the light, if you're minding God and I'm minding God, that's what it means, walking in the light. If we're walking the light, as he gives us the light, we'll have fellowship. We'll have fellowship. The thing that has wrecked so many good churches and so many good things that should have happened is because this little group would let some little differences. We're not all going to understand everything the same or look at everything the same, but we've got a message, and you've got the message. Jesus died on the cross. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish. Neighbor, let's not fight about what day or how to get baptized, or whether you got to be baptized. The thief on the cross, he didn't speak in tongues, and I'm saying that I respect what the Bible says, and I respect your positions. You may not all agree, but we agree on one thing. With the mouth, confession is made, and with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And if I walk in the light and you walk in the light, we'll have fellowship. The trick of the devil to get God's people fussing at each other or eyeballing one another. And we've done that with the Indians. We've gone out there and God bless them, they did the best they knew how. But the Catholic priests went out there and did their best, and there were sincere men, devoted men. Don't tell me they aren't. I see what some of them gone through to do missionary work, even in my day, in the remote areas of the North. Out there all alone, without a wife, without a family, a little old group trying to win those Indians. That's all I'm talking about. And I think about them. Protestants come, and then they said, well, the Catholics are wrong, and the Catholics said the Protestants are wrong, and then the Presbyterians and the Methodists and the Baptists and the Pentecostals, God bless us, people that believe some of the things that happened at Pentecost. Nobody's right but the way we look at it. Neighbor, God have mercy on us. The thief on the cross said, Lord, remember me. And Jesus said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it's a desperate situation out on these reservations. We do not have time to make churchmen out of them. That's good. We'll help them get going. But let's get them saved. And let's leave them have a little elbow room. Let's quit trying to make white men out of them. They're Indians, and they are built, and they have a disposition and a slant on life, and it isn't all bad. Bless your heart. The thing we have to do, God gave us the word. Columbus said that the main reason he sought out the New World was to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the heathen. He thought he'd gotten to India, so they call them Indians. They're North Americans. They're the first Americans. Somebody said, where did you get that goofy name? Well, I'll tell you, you get up in Canada, that's what they call themselves, the first Americans. And they are the real American American, if you guess you would. I won't argue that point with you. But bless your heart, I don't go around trying to hang on to the German or the Irish. Or I don't know what all's in my veins. There's some Indian back there. I don't know, bless your heart, and I don't care. The only thing I am so excited about is I found Jesus. My daddy found Jesus. My whiskey-drinking Uncle Ding, he found Jesus. My grandpa's found Jesus. My children, God help them in this terrible day that the things of this modern move and the drifting away from the landmarks, we need to cling to the truths of the Bible. And I pray for God to help us as a nation when I see what the way the nation's going and the breakdown of the moral decay is what's happening to us. And politicians of our day, I'll tell you, God have mercy on us, neighbor. When we see, look around and look at what the Bible foretells, I believe we're living in the last days. And we need to make our calling and election sure. And we need to know in whom we have believed. And we need to be fully persuaded that he's able to keep that which we've committed unto them, him, against that day. And we need to get this message out. And so, Frontier Missions, that's our assignment. And that's what I beg your pardon. I meant First Nation Ministries, and God bless our brethren at carrying on the work that we started and prosper them in souls. We're praying that God might use us all. And neighbor, I want to thank you for being loyal. And I'm not just giving you a sales pitch, but we're increasing day by day. We sit here and we marvel at what God is putting together. And truly, God is putting it together. And I think of that scripture, if God be for us, who can be against us? I believe that means, what difference does it make if God is for us? We're on the winning side. That little song says, there's more with us than be with them. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and guide. He's Savior. And so we're thanking God, and we're excited. Now, I was going to tell you, but I got wound up here kind of praising God and preaching. And you tune in tomorrow, but we've got a big trip coming up. So thank you for being on the team, and you watch and see, you examine, get on our mailing list, get the newsletters, and if you want to drop by, phone, make sure you catch us and set up a time and come drink coffee, and we'll bear our souls to you and you bear your souls to us, and together we'll get out the glad tidings that Jesus saves. There's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved, but that of Jesus. God bless you. God bless the listening audience today. Bless them for their support and their prayers, and keep us faithful, and we'll give thee the glory for it all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Join us tomorrow as Deborah Klein has a special interview with John Bush on First Nation Ministries.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.